This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at the state of American politics. With President Trump offering today a speech that he had prepared attacking the globalists and attacking the internationalists and attacking, as he believes it, what people used to call neocons. And basically saying that Vladimir Putin is right, that it was Americans and American elites who began this hideous war. Is this finally going to raise one of those issues where Trump loses his seemingly mystical hold on the loyalty of a majority of Republicans? There's a new piece by Juan Williams which says that the cult of Trump has replaced Reagan's three pillars of the Republican Party. Has it really? Is this a done deal? Or are we in the middle of a period of flux? It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Juan Williams. Juan is a Fox News analyst. He is a columnist for The Hill, which is where this piece appeared. He is a former Washington Post writer and author of What the Hell Do You Have to Lose, which actually talks a bit about the Trump campaign and its effort to influence, in particular, the black community. Juan, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. How are you hanging in?
I'm good, Michael. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's great to have you on. The state of American politics right now, Trump now has a formal opponent. Nikki Haley is the first one to jump in. Apparently, Tim Scott is about to jump. There's a big piece in the New York Times today about Chris Sununu jumping from New Hampshire. Do you think the conventional wisdom is right that the more opponents or alternatives to Trump that leap into this race, the stronger that Trump's hold on the party will be?
Well, that's based on a basic dynamic, and I think the listeners would be helped to, you know, sort of be aware of it, which is that the Republican primary process still gives all the delegates in any state to the winner. So it's winner take all, as they say. And you could win, as Trump did last time in a state like South Carolina, with 30% of the vote. So in other words, 70% of the people who are Republican primary voters in South Carolina voted against him. But he had a plurality of 30%, and that meant he took 100% of the state's delegates. That holds pretty much in all the states in this country when it comes to Republican primaries. And if Trump is facing a large field of opponents, the fact that he has a lock on apparently 25-30% of the Republican base means that he is almost certain to be the nominee.
And do you see a possibility of any of these nominees being the other potential nominees, the other potential and current candidates, anyone other than DeSantis, who seems to be a serious competitor?
No, you know, we're early in the game on some levels, but I liked what you said at the start, Michael. I think it's getting late. What did Yogi Berra say, you know, on a September afternoon, it gets late early. And it feels that way about the Republican primary process. You have, right now, people like Karl Rove. You have, you know, the Koch brothers organization, Americans for Prosperity, Club for Growth, and others looking to try to encourage other candidates to see if they can get behind somebody to pose a challenge to Trump. And they have big money to put into that candidate. And so far, as it gets late early, we don't see any one person so far jumping out except for DeSantis. He does have a substantial base of support, But he really needs Trump not to run. His base is very similar to Trump's, and it almost as if it's dividing the Trump base. So those people are either going to vote for Trump or some of them defect to DeSantis if DeSantis is in, but it would minimize that base, and then it would open the door to others. Other people are more willing to take on Trump. Nikki Haley has not demonstrated that in stating what is the reason for her candidacy. She is very hesitant to go at Trump because she doesn't want to antagonize the Trump base. But then why is she running?
And again, what about Tim Scott? You wrote about him recently, and I think many Americans admire him because of his leadership on the issue of police reform. Which is conservative leadership, it is pro-police leadership, but it is also leadership that is based upon ending police abuses where they exist and where they've been had tragic results here in the United States. What about Senator Scott?
Now, I think Senator Scott has a real chance here to try to absolutely change the image of the party. You and I disagree about his role in terms of police reform. There has been no police reform passed by the Senate since the George Floyd Black Lives Matter protests going back to 2020. And, you know, I think the reason is that Senator Scott feels that unless he is, you know, faithful to the demands of the police, he could lose some of his base. And I just think, you know what, I think a lot of those people would come along for him. I think he's a really attractive candidate. I think he's a good man. And I think he might be the future of the party. But he's got to not be so apologetic about who he is. I think he's got to stand up and say he's a conservative. He's a black conservative, but he's a true conservative. And as a conservative, he cares about individual rights and individual liberties, and we shouldn't be sacrificing them in the, you know, for anybody in America, regardless of race. So I think that's who he should be, but I think he's a little cautious. And so maybe he's running for vice president. I don't know. I don't see that there's any clamoring for him in terms of the polls. But some of those big money groups that I mentioned to you earlier, Michael, they have invited him to come in because everybody's interested in Tim Scott. The question is, what is the reason for his running, and does he have some of that magic that might take him to the next level?
Well, one of the interesting things, and I just noticed this, that apparently back in 2020, at this time in the campaign, there were already 10 announced Democratic candidates for president. And because that was, of course, one of those wide-open races where Biden got in fairly late, but everybody else was jumping in early. The idea that people are so reluctant to do that, do you think that is largely because of what you call the cult of Trump?
I think that's right. You know, the party, this is an interesting problem for America. It's not just Republicans, it's Americans. Everybody, I think, I hope everybody can say, we need two strong parties in this country.
Amen.
We need a contest of ideas. We need a real conversation. We need people coming on the Michael Medved show and being willing to put forward what they believe and let the listeners, let the voters decide. And right now, I think a lot of people in the Trump base have decided they're more faithful to Trump than they are to the Republican brand. And that's why in the column that I wrote, you mentioned in The Hill, I talk about conservative values used to be defined by strong defense, social conservatism, now often, you know, somewhat mired into evangelical conservatism, and fiscal conservatism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this used to be what Republicans were about. If you wanted to have a conversation and say, you know what, we like limited government, we like lower taxation, but now it's all about, do you believe that the election of 2020 was stolen from Trump? And that's about a third of the party. It's more than a third of the party that says they believe that.
Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Sure.
Terrific. Because I want to talk about Ukraine emerging as an issue and where DeSantis is on that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show with Juan Williams of Fox News. We'll be right back. In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Juan Williams, who is a Fox News analyst. He's been for Fox many, many years. I think close to the invention of Fox News. He is also a regular columnist for The Hill. And I wanted to go back to something that you said when we were speaking earlier in the show, Juan. You mentioned the fact that I think true patriots, and I mean that, and there are patriots on the right and there are patriots on the left, but true patriots believe, as you just enunciated, the need for two strong, sane political parties. Okay, what happened there? When did we last have two powerful parties worthy of respect? And then how was that lost? And then finally, how do we regain it?
Well, we're in the midst of a process here. I mean, I think history will record this as a critical moment, you know, in terms of maintaining American democracy. And that sounds high and mighty and sounds like, wow, that's too big a topic, but I think it's very real. I look back, Michael, and I think back to 2012, or let's even go farther back, 2008. So you have, you know, an amazing qualified candidate in John McCain, the former senator from Arizona, running against a newcomer, a senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. We're in the middle of a financial crisis, but there are real issues, real policies on the table to be debated. Then you come forward to 2012, and it's Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts governor, senator from Utah, running against the incumbent Barack Obama, seeking a second term, very controversial, not a popular guy, he'd lost big in the midterms, but two serious candidates, two strong positions. Then you get to 2016, and something goes haywire in terms of the American political process, because in that moment, all the Republicans running who were highly critical of one person in their ranks, Donald Trump, fall by the wayside as he belittles and demonizes them, makes fun of them, and uses TV and culture wars to no end, attacks women, attacks McCain. Remember, he said McCain wasn't a hero because he was captured in Vietnam. And people think, how can this be? But it somehow captivates. It's so entertaining. It captures the nomination, and then he captures the presidency. So I think at that moment something switched on or off. And it's alarming to me because we still haven't regained it, and now we're struggling with the whole big lie about a lost election. And even today, as we're thinking about international issues like Ukraine, you have Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida, and someone who's seen as one of the potential leading candidates for the Republican nomination going forward, saying something to the effect of, you know, Biden shouldn't be over in Ukraine, because we have problems in the United States, such as the huge toxic train crash in Ohio. And you think to yourself, what is going on? Why would DeSantis be critical of an American president who's standing up for freedom and against Russian aggression? I don't think it's serious.
Well, you know, I always, because President Reagan inspired me, and President Reagan defined for me what it meant to be a Republican and to be a great Republican leader. And I often ask myself, what would Reagan do? What would Reagan say? It is inconceivable to me that the President Reagan who went over to the wall in Berlin and said, Mr. Gorbachev, turn down that wall, wouldn't feel at least a little bit of pride and support for what the president is doing right now. Because it's very difficult when you look at the world to see after World War II, and certainly after the Cold War, a conflict that is just very clearly a struggle between good and evil. And it seems to me that anything in our lifetimes is a struggle between good and evil. It's a struggle between Ukraine and the thugs and gangsters and criminals, literally, who have invaded that country from Russia.
You know, we were talking a moment ago about the viability of the two parties, and both of us saying no matter what your political ideology, liberal, conservative, independent, we want strong political, two strong political parties that advance thought. So I think it might be helpful to realize that there's a Fox News poll out, that indicates that most Americans are totally supportive of the president standing up against Russian aggression in Ukraine. And it extends across political lines, Michael, so that you get like 50+% of Republicans saying, yes, Ukraine is winning, and yes, send money to the Ukraine, yes, send weapons to the Ukraine. Now, it's like 70% plus of Democrats and about the same of independents. But my point to you is, what we're hearing from some people who identify themselves as Republican leaders is out of step with the majority of the Republican voters. And that's why I say, what is going on? It worries me. I want that party to succeed. I want them to have leaders that speak with strength and virtue and based on principle and not expediency.
As you know, if I can just back up a little bit, you were talking about the campaign with Barack Obama in 2012 when he was running for re-election. That was the first campaign. You may remember that President Trump got a lot of attention. He was considering a run for president, and he had one overriding issue, and it wasn't electoral fraud. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Obama's birth certificate.
Oh, yes, Trump.
Yes. Yes. You know, and again, the fact that people could take that seriously. And there were people who were raising money on it and making money on it and pushing that entire conspiracy theory. So much of this seems to me that people fall into this conspiracist trap. And isn't that part of why you have some folks saying what they're saying about Ukraine? If you were to guess, do you believe that we are going to see another Trump-Biden race, sort of a senior bowl?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I think if you were to bet at this moment, I believe we're at February 21st to 2023, I think that's right. You know, obviously lots of things can change. You could have a situation where former President Trump faces serious legal problems. Obviously, President Biden is an elderly man. He's 80 years old. You don't know what happens there. But, yes, if you were to ask me at this date who are the likely nominees running for the presidency in 2024, I'd say Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Well, that's kind of... I'm glad it's not Friday yet. We have at least a week to cheer up with a better prospect coming up the rest of the week, let's hope. Juan Williams, always appreciate your work, your column about the three pillars of the Republican Party traditionally, up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden, speaking in Poland today, said the United States and Poland must remain connected.
This is a critical, 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 critical relationship for the United States. And we thank you for all the cooperation and help.
Biden also declared Ukraine is still independent and free nearly a year after a Russian invasion because support for Ukraine has been unwavering. Winter weather watches and warnings spreading across the country as a powerful winter storm prepares to bear down on millions of Americans. The weather issues stretch from the West Coast to the Midwest, with warnings posted in Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, and Arizona. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is being fined for using shell companies to hide investments. The $5 million fine against the Mormon Church is coming from the Securities and Exchange Commission. The church was accused of using the shell companies over a period of more than 20 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show. In breaking news today, the New York Times has reported that the jury in the Georgia Trump inquiry has recommended multiple indictments. That is a special grand jury that investigated election interference by former President Donald J. Trump and his allies in Georgia, recommended indictments of multiple people on a range of charges in its report, most of which remain sealed, the forewoman of the jury said in an interview today. It is not a short list, the forewoman, whose name is Emily Kaur, said, adding that the jury had appended 8 pages of legal code that we cited at various points in the report. She declined to discuss who specifically the special grand jury recommended for indictment, since the judge handling the case decided to keep those details secret when he made public a few sections of the report last week. But 7 sections that are still under wraps deal with indictment recommendations, Ms. Kaur said. Asked whether the jurors had recommended indicting President Trump, Ms. Kaur gave a cryptic answer. "You're not going to be shocked. It's not rocket science," adding, "You won't be too surprised." What does that mean exactly? And would it seriously be a problem for President Trump if he is indicted for election interference? I mean, if while he's running for president for another term? Really? And again, this is just one of a whole collection of cases against Trump. And I think one of the reasons that he spoke out so forcefully and against Biden on Ukraine today. And the shame of it is, this is one of those options, no matter how much you hate Biden, no matter how much you think he's too old and he needs to be replaced and he's no good and he's lousy and he can't get the words right and he bumbles and he can't say Finlandization, which he was trying to say there in a pretty good line from his speech about he didn't see the Finlandization of NATO, but the NATOization of Finland and Sweden. Okay, good. The point about this is, this was a moment for President Trump to stand up alongside Biden, wouldn't it be? There were other people in who again, remember the old saying about politics stops at the water's edge? That was actually associated one time with Senator Arthur Vandenberg, a Republican senator from Michigan, who during the early stages of the Cold War, defending the United States and the West from the evil empire, from Stalinist Russia, basically said that he was no fan of Harry Truman. He didn't support Harry Truman, but he supported Harry Truman when it came to standing up to the Russians. And that's why when you hear from Andy Biggs, who is a Republican member of Congress from Arizona, he certainly is part of the Stop the Steal group, people who believe that the election was stolen. And here's what he said about the what he calls our proxy war with Russia. This is clip 9.
What do you think President Biden should do right now?
Well, I think what Biden should do is what he should have been doing all along, is urging a diplomatic solution to the dispute between Ukraine and Russia. He has failed utterly to do that. Instead, is at every turn ratcheted up, going to Ukraine, offering another $500 million is a huge, huge problem. We've been fighting essentially a Cold War with China now for several years, but now we are in a full-on proxy war with Russia, and it's going to take great diplomacy to try to ratchet this thing down.
Are you blaming President Biden for this escalation here?
I am blaming President Biden, absolutely. It's his foreign policy that allowed the Russians to invade in the first place. Now, I also blame Putin. Putin is not blameless here, neither is Zelensky.
What? How is Zelensky not blameless? What is it that Zelensky was supposed to do to avoid his country from being attacked, to avoid his home, I mean, where he lives, from being smashed by missiles? I mean, honest, okay, right. If you have a situation like Pearl Harbor, well, yeah, Emperor Hirohito and Tojo, they weren't blameless, but neither was FDR. I mean, after all, we denied providing that oil to the Japanese that they wanted to buy. I mean, how absurd is that? How outrageous? What place does that kind of statement have on the Republican Party? I mean, the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, and yes, of John McCain and Bob Dole, and basically the entire leadership of the party. At least there is some clarity from Mitch McConnell. We have Mitch McConnell, don't we? Speaking on this issue, he has been very clear and forceful on the war in Ukraine, and has been supportive of the president actually standing with Ukraine.
Well, I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now. It will save us an enormous amount of money down the road if the Ukrainians can succeed. They're not asking for any of our personnel. They're asking us for financial help. The Europeans are stepping up. They've done an awful lot that seems not to be recognized. For example, handling enormous numbers of refugees. In terms of the cost of it, Dana, it's about 0.02% of our gross domestic product. We are also monitoring very carefully the money that's being spent. There should be a bipartisan support for this. My biggest criticism of the president is he seems not to have done enough soon enough. Had he moved more rapidly, we might have been able to help the Ukrainians have even more success than they've already had.
Okay, look, that sounds like a loyal opposition. And informed and basically persuasive. And sane. And again, one of the questions that I would ask people who are wavering on something like this, where would you be if Trump were president? Because I think it is utterly absurd for President Trump to suggest that, well, somehow his friendship with Vladimir Putin, that would have led Putin not to attack Ukraine. What exactly is that argument that President Trump keeps repeating? There would have been no invasion of Ukraine, there would have been no war, there'd been no fighting if I had been there as president. And that's like one of the lines that he used when he was running for president the first time. I alone can fix it. And the idea that that somehow now. Does he believe that if he had been on Putin's side in pushing Ukraine away from NATO and away from the European Union and making concessions to Russia, that he could have actually strong-armed Zelensky? There's a thought. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Sometimes there are stories in the news that you just need a follow-up. It just doesn't make any sense the way it's presented. And that's true for a story on Axios that was first reported there. The story reveals that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has given Fox News Tucker Carlson exclusive access to 41,000 hours of Capitol surveillance footage from the January 6th riot. Carlson TV producers were on Capitol Hill last week to begin digging through the trove. The trove is 41,000 hours. Now, this doesn't cover such a long period of time. It's just from many, many different points of view and different cameras, different footage that was accumulated. Carlson TV producers were on Capitol Hill last week to begin digging through the trove, which includes multiple camera angles from all over the Capitol grounds. Excerpts will begin airing in the coming weeks. Why it matters? They write in Axios, Carlson has repeatedly questioned official accounts of January 6th, downplaying the insurrection as vandalism. And I believe that Tucker on some of his shows has at least introduced questions about whether this was a matter of the FBI or other governmental organizations setting people up and creating this disruption rather than actually working to subdue it. And so now his shows, Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News and the Tucker Carlson Today and Tucker Carlson Originals on the streaming service Fox Nation, they all have a massive trove of raw material. Carlson said to Axios, there never was any legitimate reason for this footage to remain secret. Yeah, but what's the legitimate reason for it to remain exclusive to the Tucker Carlson show? Why wouldn't you want, if you were opening up, to make it available to everybody? Make it available to Sean Hannity on Fox or to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC? or anybody else who actually is trying to look through this. Well, why would you limit this to the Tucker Carlson show? And by the way, they asked that to the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and he did not respond. He wouldn't answer. Carlson said that there's never any legitimate reason for this footage to remain secret. If there was ever a question that's in the public's interest to know, it's what actually happened on January 6th. By definition, this video will reveal it. It's impossible for me to understand why any honest person would be bothered by that. And the only reason that an honest person could be bothered by it is because it's exclusive access to a show with a point of view which is not shared by most others who have looked seriously at this matter. Reality check, the January 6th committee played numerous excerpts of the footage of last year's captivating hearings. That's what Axios says. Between the lines, the process with Carlson started in early February, according to a communication between the show and a McCarthy representative that Axios saw. And then there is this matter, which may count as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this is a follow-up today. Tweet, another one from Marjorie Taylor Greene, following up her widely discussed tweet about calling upon the red states and the blue states to go through a divorce and calling for secession, presumably of the red states. Now, most of the red states are among the states of the 11 states of the old Confederacy. In fact, I believe that the only state that is not fully a red state that was part of the old Confederacy was Virginia. And Virginia was very close the last time, too. But Virginia today has, they're almost tied in the legislature, in fact, but with a Republican governor, but they are more divided. She writes today in her tweet that not only should there be secession and separation of the governments, she says, of course, interstate trade, travel, and state relations would continue. What does she mean by state relations? You know, that we wouldn't build walls? I mean, you don't have to build a wall between the states? She says, of course, interstate travel, trade, and state relations would continue. However, in red states, they could have different rules about store product placement on national store shelves. In red states, I highly doubt Walmart would place sex toys next to children's toothbrushes. Is there that fundamental difference between red states and blue states? There's a piece been circulating about the angry tone of people living in red states, and it's based upon the author's experience growing up in a town of 5,000 called Antlers, Oklahoma. And Antlers, Oklahoma have been having a very tough time financially and culturally, and terrible problems with shootings and violence, and with drug addiction, and the author at least tries to make the point that the reason that red states right now are angrier than blue states, it's not just that Biden is president, it's that in terms of a lot of the social problems that people encounter, the rates of crime and rape and school failure and drug addiction and deaths of despair and suicides are extraordinarily higher. And again, at least the author, who, though he says he grew up with a very Christian background in Antlers, Oklahoma, is definitely not in that position now. I beg your pardon? That is at least a challenge to some of the idea that we need this separation and this divorce. Meanwhile, if you are feeling tired and angry and old, it may be because your immune system is sending you a message, which is that your body has too much acid. Acid indigestion, indication your stomach has too much acid. You can't eat the foods you like. Well, Balance 7 can change all that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. It also helps to reduce heartburn dramatically, also helps with joint discomfort, all natural ingredients. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED, M-E-D, V as in Victor, E-D, to get $15 off your order, plus free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, and a full money-back guarantee. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. You can call for more information, 800-793-9039, or to get that discount of $15 by giving the code name MEDVED at 800-793-9039. Coming back, there's another cure that's been recommended by a relationship expert, a cure for everything that ails America. Magdalena J. Taylor believes that the cure for all of that is more sex, and not a specific kind of sex, just more. Is she right? Is there a medical basis for believing that she is correct? We will be speaking to this controversial commentator and more coming right up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.